T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it's certainly not the company that it was 10 years ago, or the company that Gussie and August Bush III put together. But then I don't know that it wasn't inevitable. The business has changed so much. A lot of things that have happened were predictable from the very beginning. I mean, it is now a huge conglomerate that's as much a beverage company as it is a beer company. And it has just a bewildering number of brands and divisions. And, you know, it takes you half an hour just to read the list of brands and sub-brands and things they put out. But I remember when it first happened, I mean, aside from the shock and the local, you know, connection and all that, people were predicting that what InBev didn't know how to do is they know how to sell beer, at least it seemed like, to market it in a way. But, you know, they didn't know how to do brands the way Anheuser-Busch did, established brands. And that sort of proved out. I mean, the connection to the Anheuser-Busch and the Busch family was always really, really connected to the local community. And the American history and all that stuff, that was their stock in trade. That's what they played upon, and there was that loyalty built in. And I don't see that it's changed. That has been maintained. And as a matter of fact, in their most recent sort of stuff they put out, they're trying to regain that connection. Well, it's been 10 years, and now they're saying we really have to connect locally. You know, it took a long time to come to that, which is what it was in the beginning. So. I mean, sales are up. I mean, the sales aren't up, but revenues are up at this big conglomerate, this international conglomerate. But, you know, shipments and the big brands, Budweiser and Bud Light are down, you know, continually down. And their segment of the market is going down, and they haven't been able to turn that around. So, I don't know how much people in St. Louis care about the revenues of Anheuser-Busch InBev or all the other global brands that they're selling and how they're going up. I think they care about, you know, I mean, they're connected to Budweiser and Busch.
Now, how else has it affected St. Louis? I know we've lost a lot of workers here, and also some of the higher level jobs have shifted to New York.
Well, yeah, I guess that was inevitable. That was being predicted in the week immediately after that the whole thing was announced. And they were saying, no, that wouldn't happen. It's still going to be in St. Louis. And it just was never going to be. It was always going to shift because the guys that took over, you know, aren't brewers. They're the Walmart of beverage, you know. And they weren't tied to St. Louis, and it wasn't going to be that way. And it turned out, and right now you've got since then they recently bought SAB Miller, so there's less of a connection to Anheuser-Busch. It's basically a portfolio of brands now, and there's just scads of brands and another company. And because of they bought Anheuser-Busch for InBev did for $52 billion. And right now, they're $109 billion in debt. So, there you go. You know, it's been interesting to watch. You know, I can't speak for how people in St. Louis feel about it, but my guess is that they don't feel that much about it anymore. St. Louis survived. Mm-hmm. I go back to St. Louis, and I don't see any difference in St. Louis. It seems like it's doing just fine. Without Anheuser-Busch being what it used to be. But still, I think, a lot has been lost. The local connection sure has, because in their recent stuff where they're talking with investors in that, Carlos Brito and the people, they're talking about reestablishing that local connection that they once owned. I mean, there was, you didn't have to reestablish that 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, it was there. If the local connection is St. Louis, anyway.
Now, one of the good things that came out of this was that some of those who worked at Anheuser-Busch have now come out and started their own breweries, like Urban Chestnut. And so at a time when the craft beers exploded on the scene, we got a whole bunch of good beer makers that were free agents.
Yeah, well, that was inevitable because, I mean, something goes back before all this happened. I mean, all the craft brewers who were coming up, and that was this thing that sort of changed the business. But, you know, they looked at Anheuser-Busch as, Monsanto, this monstrous, terrible, soulless company, and, there wasn't much to admire there. It's kind of how they looked at it. But, in fact, what I would say was I was going around talking about the book. If you want to talk about the success of a microbrewery, Anheuser-Busch is the ultimate success story of a microbrewery. They started out as the smallest among 40 little neighborhood breweries in St. Louis, and they became the beer company of the world. So, and they did it by focusing in on quality and making sure that it was exactly right all the time, and they didn't hurry their process, and their whole thing was about heritage and history and doing it the way grandfather wanted it to do. That was the strength of the company. It's not quite that way anymore. But when people read the book, and I had a lot of comments from people who were craft beer enthusiasts and devotees and whatnot, and they would say, I was really surprised to read all the stuff about the heritage of the company and how they were so, dedicated to quality and all that. They just never imagined that of Anheuser-Busch. They saw it as GM, when in fact, no, it was all came from this little core of how they built this least of all the breweries into the best of the biggest of, and most successful of all the breweries.
And the book, again, is Bitter Brew. The author is Bill Nadel-Cedar. And, Bill, thank you very much for joining me this morning as we look back on 10 years ago. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, thanks.
Thank you, Bill. And coming up next, we have the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.